Okay, the last award is the Osmanberg of the Year Award.
We are Cracker, we are running against time. So this award goes to an individual who has done more than anyone to prevent Islamophobia in his or her community.
The first nomination is Franklin Graham, son of Billy, son of Christ. I mean, son of the Antichrist.
That was one for the philosophers, wasn't it? We're running out of time, so we're not going to read the quote, but we'll give you a few seconds to read it yourself. What we'd like to say to Mr. Graham is, Mr. Graham, the moon is made of cheese and there are fairies at the bottom of your garden.
Okay, the second nominee is the Attorney General John Ashcroft.
Who, as you can see what he said, Islam is a religion in which God requires you to send your son to die for him. Christianity is a faith in which God sends his son to die for you.
Whereas the American patriotism faith, which expects everybody else's son to die at the hands of American sons.
Okay. The third nomination is good old Rumi.
Salivated. If you're suggesting how we would feel about an Iranian-type Islamic government in Iraq, with a few clerics running everything in the country, the answer is, this isn't going to happen.
The words of Donald Rumsfeld to Saddam Hussein in 1979, and also, miraculously, the words of Donald Rumsfeld to the American GIs in 2003 in Iraq.
And the last nominee is Mr. George W. Bush.
Yeah. Who, on the third attempt, managed to put the sentence together, of a time it's going to be important. For nations to know, they will be held accountable for inactivity. You're either with us or against us in the fight against terror.
Go, Bush.
Go. The nominees, once again, as we've already been through, and the winner is... Let's get an envelope.
An envelope.
Maybe have to afford a new envelope next year, you never know.
And the winner is... And the winner is a man who used to have a drink problem, now he's just got an Iraqi problem. The man who used to sniff coke, now he sniffs death. The man whose family reads like a who's who of Wormwood Scrubs Prison.
Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen. Please stand up. Stand up, everybody. Come on, let's all stand up. Stand up, put your hands together. For the individual winner, we have Mr. This is the best I can do on the message. I just want to thank the courageous Iraqi people for helping me win this award tonight. Will of this will of this group be without their suffering? In Afghanistan, what I've told you, one in three child was an orphan and often. Well, I cut that down to one in two.
That's more than the
Well, that's never good at decimals. But I would also like to thank Osman bin Laden. Osman bin Laden and his family, the rest of the Osmans. Who ever thought that a successful 70s band would ever resort to international terrorism to revive a flag in Korea? What can I say? It worked for me and Rumi. And I make this promise to you. I do indeed. I make this promise. So many evil people, so much little time. I make this promise to you now. That the liberated Iraq and Indistani people and the Afghanistani people can taste the bitterness of sweet American apple pie. We'll conquer the next nexus of all evil. Those cheese-eating surrender monkeys called French people. But let me thank these world leaders who stood by me all this time. I want to thank my good friend in Russia, Vladimir Rasputin. Our good friend in Spain, Sevi Ballesteros. I don't thank Tony, because his family now. And that great leader, General, what's his name, General? A leader of Pakistan, General Ziaul-Haq, yeah. You thought I forgot his name. He's a great friend of America. And finally, I want to thank all you people. I want to thank all you people. All you people are not evildoers. I hate evildoers. You can smoke. but you can't hide. And I want to thank the Lord, my Lord. And I want, may Lord Krishna be with you and bless all you Muslim folk out there. Thank you very much. Thank you.